I am here today with Kennedy and Brooklyn. Hello, Kennedy. Hello, Brooklyn.
Hi.
Hi.
How are we doing today, ladies?
Good.
Good.
Are you liking the sunshine today?
Yeah.
Yes. What book are we talking about today?
Chester and Gus.
By? By
Cammie McGovern.
McGovern. Oh, yeah. Good job. Cammie McGovern. Girls, did you like Chester and Gus?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. In fact, just before we hit record, you both kind of said something. That this was what?
Our favorite book.
Our favorite book. It's replaced some classic books, but it's okay. So, ladies, I'm excited to hear you describe Chester and Gus for us. So, don't give away too many spoilers, but tell us a little bit about the book.
There's, like, this boy who has, like, what does he have? Autism?
Autism, yeah.
And, he gets this dog, and his name is Chester. He's a, chocolate lab.
Uh-huh.
And, he's really scared of Chester, and Chester has to come live with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Chester, failed his test to help kids with real disabilities, like, and people that are in wheelchairs, so he mm-hmm. failed his test because he was afraid of loud noises.
Oh, Chester.
So, he got sent to live with a Gus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And then later on in the book, they find out, like,
Brooklyn suddenly thinking, she's like, oh, do I say this? So something later on happens in the book.
Yeah.
That's kind of devastating, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was going to say a different thing.
And they go to this, like, Fright Fest thing.
Yeah.
It was like this, in the woods, they're like, people jump out and scare them.
Uh-huh.
But it's like this, but he has to wear this glow stick that means that they can't scare him, like, really.
But he doesn't want to, because he likes to be scared.
But Chester doesn't like this noise because someone is. And then they go in a cave and, you can explain.
And then Chester, like, gets scared because Gus lets go of his leash. So Chester runs out and goes.
Because there's a noise of a chainsaw. Oh, no. A chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets scared and runs away.
Yeah. And so, Chester thinks that Gus is lost, so he gets lost in, like, a bush, and then Gus ends up finding him.
Excellent.
And then later in the book, Chester goes to school with Gus,
mm-hmm.
and all the kids are, like, trying to pet him and stuff, but
yeah.
they like, write on his vest, like, working dog and
uh-huh,
stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, and all the kids, like, love him, and this one girl, especially with no friends, likes him a lot, and Gus likes her too. But they don't really talk to each other.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm. And so it's just a lot about this, you know, service dog who's trying to do his best. Who is telling the story?
Chester, the dog.
Oh, so it's from the dog's perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Why did you choose to read Chester and Gus, ladies?
Kennedy, she recommended it to me. She said it was really good.
Yeah, I just went to the Barnes & Noble, and I just was there, and my mom said I could pick out one book, and I read the flip thing.
Yep.
And I was like, this sounds like a good book, so I just picked it up, and I brought it up.
And you were not sorry. Uh-huh. Let's see. Why did you like this book? We kind of covered that, but...
Because I like that it's from a dog's point of view, because mm-hmm. usually it's from, like, the person.
And it's a good book about a dog, because there's not a ton of books from dog's perspective and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's a really good book.
I agree. Which characters would you like to meet in real life?
Chester.
That was quick.
Chester.
We don't want to meet the dog. Chester. Mm-hmm. I love it. If you could ask Cammie McGovern something, what would you ask her?
If she could write a second book.
We want a second book.
Yeah.
And how did she, like, get the idea of writing a book about
why did she choose to have autism instead of something else?
Yeah, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. I like that. Last question, ladies. You're doing great. Why should other people read this book?
Because it's good.
Uh-huh. And it's a really good book, and it's a good lesson about how to be kind and stuff, because not everybody's kind to Gus.
Mm-hmm. And so it just kind of makes you think, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Ladies, you did a great job. I hope everyone goes out and reads Chester and Gus, because they should, right? Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. We will close by saying
happy reading.